Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Vincent Finelli. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Just me today. 5 Minute University. And I have a whole bunch of lessons from the book. It's these are lessons that I've written, you know, over the years, and I'm trying to get them organized so that I can submit them for publication. And so I have them in a whole bunch of spiral-bound notebooks that I'm looking across the desk, the studio desk, which is an old antique library table. And, you know, two people could sit side by side in an old library, public library. And these 70-page spiral-bound notebooks are higher, they're stacked up higher than the top of the desk. And they're flat on the carpet, oriental rug, and they're stacked up higher. So I'm thinking, well, they're over 3 feet tall in this one pile. So that's the book. That is the book, stacked up. Part of it's typed, and a lot of it is unfinished. So here are some of the lessons in the class for today. You know, night lights today, if you were to buy a night light, what would it be? Well, it would be an LED, maybe a single tiny LED with a photocell to sense the ambient light in the room. And then what would happen is the photocell would direct the amount of current that would be sent to the LED. So the LED would get, you know, dim, bright, or off if it's bright light, you know, daytime. And as the ambient light in the room decreases, the LED gets brighter. But typically these little LEDs are unfiltered. And they have a high blue content. And typically where most people put their night lights is between 18 and 20, well, between 12 and 24 inches off the floor. Because that's where the outlets are, 12 to 24 inches off the floor. And that's a perfect height for the cats and the dogs to get a full blast of this unfiltered LED light with ultraviolet content. Yep. And I'm sure you've heard the story about China where the custodian didn't shut off the ultraviolet light in the ceiling that was used to disinfect the classroom for an elementary school. And when the children arrived in the morning, they looked up at this new blue light and many of them were permanently blinded. That's a lot more wattage or output or photons from the ultraviolet light to disinfect the classroom than you have in a nightlight, for sure. But the cumulative exposure to a nightlight, I'm concerned about that. It's, you know, an LED nightlight. So what we have in our house is the old-fashioned screw-in mini base bulb incandescent 4-watt light bulbs. Now, they used to be the size of a Christmas tree light bulb back in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. small light bulb, about the size of first joint on your thumb. You screw them in. They're a soft glow, incandescent glow, and you can look at them and not hurt your eyes the way you would if you looked at a unfiltered blue spectrum LED light. So that's what we have. But the problem with them is the bulbs burn out. So about probably 15 years ago, there was a guy on eBay who had cases and cases of them. And so I bought a bunch of them. And I also bought some sockets for them. And these are just a socket that you plug into an outlet. It has a little rotary switch on it. And you screw the bulb into it. It's as simple as that. So it's a plug-in adapter that would hold one of these miniature lights. And with an on-off switch. So I have about 15 of those. And they're really great. So, for example, when the puppies are in the garage so they can see what's happening at night, I have one of those running at 4 watts. Low power consumption. But, you know, it uses a lot more current than a LED. LED might be a half a watt. Or maybe even a little bit less. So these incandescent lights burn more electricity, but not much. I mean, in the scheme of things, hardly any at all. And but they burn out. So an LED will last longer, but I'm concerned about that. So I just wanted to share with you my thoughts about the LED. Do you have them in your home? If you have them with some kind of a filter, and that filter could be a diffuser on the front, so you're not looking at that little tiny surface-mounted LED, you're much better off. If you have one of those, like they used to have on the regular miniature incandescent, some of them had clamshell-looking decorative fronts. Some of them just had a front cover to kind of diffuse the light. So the light would be reflected off the wall rather than the direct light from the bulb, the naked bulb itself. In our case, I just use the naked bulb. And the reason for that is 100% of the light that is able to be released from the bulb is released from the bulb. No waste in terms of lighting. So another thing that you might want to think about, and that is as we're getting closer to warm weather, air conditioning is something that you're going to want to consider turning on, powering up. And if you do, and if you have ductwork where you have a forced air system, like we do, we have a heat pump. And the heat pump, if we were to use it, we haven't used it in 10 years for the winter. If we were, it would take the heat from outside, the cold air, whatever heat it could grab, and pump it through the refrigeration system to the heat exchanger, which is inside the house, in the furnace, if you will, the air handler, and it would heat the house. Well, in the summertime, the valving gets reversed on a heat pump. So instead of taking the heat from the outside and putting it in the house, it takes the heat from the house and puts it outside. So it just reverses the refrigeration flow. Well, the ductwork gets cool because of the cool coils in the furnace. So the idea is you want to cool the air going across the coils inside the furnace and blow that through the ductwork. And that's why you feel cold air. But the ductwork is cool on the inside and on the outside. Now, some ductwork is insulated, and some ductwork is insulated on the outside. Some ductwork is insulated on the inside. Hard to believe, but it's true. And there's a couple different kinds of ductwork. Now, some of it's plastic, and it's like what you would see for a dryer, you know, coiled, plastic-coated, springy-type ductwork. much larger than 4 inches in diameter, usually 6 or 8 inches in diameter, sometimes even larger. And sometimes it has a mylar type fiberglass insulation over the outside of it, so that the heat going through it, if it's being used for warm air, doesn't get, I don't know, wasted, if you will, in the basement or the attic. And if it's used for air conditioning, so the cooling doesn't get wasted or lost in the wrong location. Other ductwork is made out of, and I'll just talk about the two major types. And the other type would be a metal ductwork, sheet metal ductwork that's fabricated for that particular location. And that's what we have. And the insulation could be on the outside. It could be a fiberglass board attached to the outside of the ductwork, or it could be a an insulating material like fiberglass that is attached to the inside. And you'll see that. When the ductwork gets cool from the cool air, moisture tends to condense on the metal surfaces that it finds as the cool air travels through the ductwork to your registers on the floor or the ceiling or the walls. Where that moisture pools, it tends to connect with dust. There is dust in your ductwork before it's even installed in your house. And then more and more dust accumulates as you use your heating system and cooling system. That dust combined with the water, the moisture that pools at the lowest point of each piece of ductwork, is great for growing biologicals, including mold. So if you want to kill some of that, an easy way to do that is to use ultraviolet light, the same thing that you don't want to have as a nightlight. So if your ductwork is an enclosed system where you don't see light coming through, if you were to put a light bulb in there, that's perfect for installing an ultraviolet disinfecting system. And we have one of those in our heating system and cooling system. And it works great. So what it is a combination of a couple devices. We have one that's a fluorescent type, and it uses the PL7 type fluorescent element. PL7, PL11, PL13. These are Philips Lighting tubes. And they are about the diameter of a Sharpie, for about 7 inches long, 11 inches long, 13 inches long, something like that. And the tube is U-shaped. So it goes up, and then parallel to that, it comes down. And it has a socket. And you just plug it into a lamp holder with two pins, and it will power the fluorescent light. And they work great. They last about 8,000 hours. So what does that translate into in terms of lifespan? Well, 8,000 hours, if it's running continuously, 24 hours a day, is about a year. So they last about a year. And they'll continue to glow, but they lose their ability to create ultraviolet light. So the performance degrades over time. So you might be able to get more life out of them than just 1 year. But you probably ought to consider having a bunch of spares. So what we did was we bought a kit, and it has a transformer called a power supply, a wall-mounted power supply, a little bigger than one for a phone, probably 2 inches by 3 inches. And I'll tell you the rest when we come back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So what we're talking about is a disinfection system for your heating system and cooling system. And the type that we use is a fluorescent type. So you have to have spare fluorescent tubes for replacement when they wear out after about a year. And the tubes are more expensive than an inexpensive, just a soft white or cool white PL, Philips lighting type tube. Uses about somewhere between, let's say about 13 watts. If you include the power supply, the cost of the generation, if you will, in watts of the power supply, the loss. So about 13 watts is what this thing uses per tube. And the one we got has two tubes. And it was two tubes side by side with a single power supply. And I thought, you know, I would rather have, instead of two tubes side by side, I'd rather split them and put one on each side of the A coil. A, letter A, dash C-O-I-L. That's the cooling coil from a heat pump or an air conditioning system, whole house air conditioning system. And that's why it's called an A coil, shaped like an A, and, capital A. And so I decided to cut it in half, the plastic bezel on the front, cut it in half and split the tube so one tube would be on one side of the A coil just above it and one fluorescent tube would be on the other side of the A coil. And I had to adapt the wiring to do that. And I drilled two holes in the ductwork, and it works perfectly. It really does. So it has the power supply that plugs into the wall. It would be a lot neater and even more energy efficient if I put in a relay and tapped into the blower motor. So when the blower motor, when the relay sensed that the blower motor came on, it would turn on the ultraviolet light disinfecting system. But I haven't done that yet. So I just have it running. And I've had it running for years. And it works really, really well. So you might want to consider that. Now, you could make a prototype for yourself out of LED ultraviolet lights. And they sell them on eBay. And it's a strip with an inline series of ultraviolet LEDs. And you can get it that such that it's powered by 120 volts. So you can have a power cord and hook this thing up. I would fuse it so that if anything goes wrong, it'll blow the fuse rather than cause a potential fire, because a lot of the ductwork is metal. And that works pretty well, too. Now, I haven't put it in the heating system, but I've adapted it for another purpose. So I have a couple of those. I've had them for years. And what I've done is I've attached with tape, like electrical tape, just as a real quick prototype, to a stick about as long as a yardstick, about the dimensions of a yardstick, length, width, height, depth. And I attached a long power cord, real long, like 15 feet, to this 120-volt LED ultraviolet light array. And what I do with it is when we buy something, well, during the height of COVID, and we didn't want to handle it because we didn't know if the person blew his nose and then handled the items, the food items, for example, being ultra, ultra cautious, if it wasn't sunny outside, and if we didn't have if it was raining, for example, we could take these objects that we bought, these items that we bought, put them in a large box. And we have a tote. And the tote is one of these Rubbermaid things. And we've had it for like over 20 years. It's like 2 feet deep, 2 feet high, 4 feet long. And it has a hinged lid. And it's made for outdoor gardening type things, you know, maybe a bag of potting soil and trowel and a little hand cultivator, something like that. So that's all cleaned out, and we put the items that we bought in there, and we put the stick with the LED lighting in it, close the lid, don't look at it, plug it in, and the LEDs in ultraviolet come on, and we move the stick around and disinfect what the contents that we bought that are in this tote. That's just a little prototype that
the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity. This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Today's the day. President Biden meets with Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Leader Chuck Schumer, and Leader Mitch McConnell at the White House in the Oval Office. The meeting will take place at 4 p.m. Eastern. House Republicans have approved a budget that will slightly raise the national debt. That is 20% higher than America's income, per the Speaker. Biden disapproves the funding because it would put a cap on what the White House could spend moving forward. The expected expiration of Title 42 Thursday will have a negative impact on the U.S. economy. So says former Secretary of Labor Alex Acosta. He was on Newsmax last night.
I'm a believer that we do need immigration, and we need legal immigration that increases our labor force, that grows our economy. But illegal immigration just puts a strain on the economy because you're not bringing in workers. You're bringing in people that are going to take money and resources from those who are working.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Watch it. Watch it. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
What? Today, God, you're...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, just me today. Rich Sheehan will be back. He's taking some time to do a couple things at his farm. And so he's taking a few days off, and he'll be back. He's fine. In case you're worried something happened to Rich, no, nothing has happened to Rich. He's doing fine. He just needed some time. And, you know, it happens. We all have these things that we need to take time off for. I do, you know, for the campground, those kinds of things. So about these fluorescent lights that produce ultraviolet light, they're stable. They've been working for years, decades and decades. They're just a great way to go. The problem with them is that the U.S. government has decided that we shouldn't be making fluorescent lights anymore. And so they clamped down on the manufacturers of fluorescent lights, all in favor of lights that come from other countries, like LED lights that come from China. We should all be using those instead of making the ballasts that are used in fluorescent lighting. So fluorescent lighting, two components, actually three components. There is the ballast, which is a transformer. And sometimes you hear a fluorescent light hum, 60-cycle hum. That is the ballast. And there's different kinds of ballast. There's a magnetic ballast. There's a solid-state ballast. But the idea is it limits the current. It modifies the current and limits the current to go that goes to the fluorescent tube and helps them start up and light up. Well, they wear out. Eventually, they get warm, and over years, they'll fail. And I've replaced a bunch of ballasts in my life. We lived in Virginia. We had a computer manufacturing operation and fluorescent overhead lighting. And I've replaced some of the ballasts in those 8-foot-long fluorescent light strips. They work a really long time, and they're extremely efficient. And I like fluorescent lighting. I like it because in our automotive shop, that's what we use, because it's even lighting. It's not point-sourced lighting. If you look at LED lighting, it is a bunch of LED, typically surface-mounted LEDs on a substrate, and they're points of light rather than a uniform distribution of light like in a fluorescent light, a long fluorescent tube. So we use the fluorescents, and I have plenty of used ballasts because I bought them on Craigslist when Craigslist was a viable option. People couldn't wait to get rid of their fluorescent lighting in favor of the new LED lighting. So I bought 8-foot fluorescent strips. I bought maybe 100 or more used fluorescent tubes. Nobody wanted them. And for 50 cents a piece, they'd sell them to me. So I bought them, and I bought the ballast to go with them. And so I've got plenty of spares. The problem is the ballast manufacturers have all but given up. The U.S. government has put so much pressure on the fluorescent lighting industry that they can't survive. And they can't compete with China. So fluorescent lighting is going away. So keep that in mind if you decide to go with one of these fluorescent light PL type ultraviolet sanitizers. I called the manufacturer of this particular one I bought from on eBay, and I said, "So, what is what's happening with your supply of ballasts? You know, the power supplies?" He said, "We can't get any more." They can't get any more because the last U.S. manufacturer of them shut down. That's the kind of thing that your government is bringing to the table. Products that you have these fluorescent lighting strips, and they rendered them useless except for two things: wire inside and the metal strip. And what people are doing is they're replacing the bulbs that used to be fluorescent that would last 12,000 hours or more with LEDs that have an internal power supply. And all you do is you use the existing socket, the metal housing, and replace the fluorescent light with a LED light and wire it so that 120 volts goes to the LED. And it works great for a while. And then when it fails, you throw that away. And you get another one. And we are being conned or convinced into thinking that these LEDs last 35,000 hours. It's nonsense. They don't last 35,000 hours. So people are throwing away perfectly good fixtures, or they're retrofitting perfectly good fixtures in favor of these LED lights. these single point source lights. And I saw one within the last couple of weeks at an auto shop, and they have them, and they're unfiltered. Unfortunately, the guys that are under these lights have no idea about the ultraviolet spectrum that's coming out of these LED bright white lights. Have no idea. So now you do have an idea. And just because it's new doesn't mean it's safe. And keep that in mind, like cell phones. You know, when they were new, we knew that they weren't safe. And they're still not safe. And with the, you know, the 1G, 2G, 3G, 4G, 5G, it's getting worse with each G. The electromagnetic radiation is getting worse and more dangerous with each level of improvement of the cellular communication systems. So what you might want to do is consider using, making your own prototype of a LED-based sanitation light system. But don't look at it. Don't look at the light. Don't look at the light. By the way, don't believe anything I say. Don't believe anything that you hear in the media, read in the media, watch in the media, see in the media. Don't believe a word of it until you verify all of it for yourself. Make up your own mind. Don't do anything I talk about. A lot of things that I talk about are dangerous, including working with LED lights. It's so dangerous, it kills microbes. So you don't want to look at it. And in China, they, I don't know if they fired that custodian or not, or put him in jail or executed him. I don't know what they did with him. But he left the light on and it blinded some elementary school children. And you've seen these. You've seen these eerie-looking blue lights. You see them in restaurants hanging on the wall. Now, what you see is a reflection of the blue light. They conceal the actual radiating element so that you don't look at it directly and blind yourself. They have them in kitchens. They have them in food processing companies. They have them in dental offices. They have them in doctor's offices. You'll see them. And typically they have a fan. And what it does is it blows air across the LED light. And the idea is to circulate the air and disinfect it. And keep re-disinfecting the air that is reused in these locations, like food manufacturing, restaurants, kitchens, dining rooms, dental offices, and doctor's offices, and hospitals. So you can do the same thing in your house. So instead of spending hundreds or thousands of dollars, you can do it for less than 50. Okay, so here's an interesting thing. Russia today Russia had an exhibition and a celebration, and it was Victory Day. And Victory Day is a celebration of Russia defeating the Nazis in World War II. And it was considered the day to do that would be May 8th. That was during the at the end of World War II. And they had Victory Day today in Russia. And they used to have, like last year, they had 131 weapons on display. I'm talking about big weapons. I'm not talking about pistols and rifles. I'm talking about big weapons. And 77 of them were aircraft and helicopters. ICBM. Intercontinental ballistic missiles on a big truck, you know, with lots of wheels, really heavy. They're showing off their might for the world to see that, you know, they're powerful. Well, we're down to like one tank this year. Last year, 131 weapons. This year, they had one tank and one ICBM. And it was kind of scaled down. And you can speculate as to the reason why, but that's really not the point. The point is, when I did the research and read the information that was available and I looked at the pictures, there's something that was glaring in the images that showed the sky. Not one chemtrail. Not a single chemtrail. In all of the pictures I looked at, today in Russia for the victory demonstration, exhibition, celebration. Not one chemtrail. Now, do you think that would be the case in the United States? I mean, just look out. We've had chemtrails going on for 30 years. Spraying, spraying, spraying. I think Vladimir Putin is bright enough to know that these are not a good thing. But we spray ourselves, right? Our government is willing to use the military to waste fuel. Waste fuel, spraying, spraying, spraying on these needless runs with thousands of aircraft. Wasting so much jet fuel. Burning holes in the atmosphere. And then dumping into that same atmosphere which we all share and breathe. Including China and Europe, Russia, and Japan, Australia, Canada, South America. We all breathe the same atmosphere. And our government is willing to bore holes in the atmosphere, burn up the oxygen, and then dump particles in the atmosphere. And if you want to see it, it's real easy. Just go out tonight, or any night, and take an LED flashlight, one that you can focus a beam into a narrow point. It doesn't have to be like a laser, just one you can focus for long-range illumination, and point it straight up. Don't look directly at the LED, but just point it straight up and look at the dust. You will think you are in the Dust Bowl of the 1930s. It doesn't matter where you are in the United States, it's there. It's been brought to you by your government. And so you're inhaling that. And if you're wondering why people are short of breath, why so many people have rescue inhalers, it's to open up their airways because of a lot of the things that they inhale that aren't supposed to be there. Absolutely true. So if you happen to take a look at the Victory Day parade that's on the internet right now, look at the pictures and look at the sky. And then compare that to your sky. You know, even Hollywood, with all its attempts to prevent you from seeing the chemtrails, yeah, they mess up every once in a while. And there they are, chemtrails. Yep. And it seems like a whole bunch of governments have gotten together and said, yeah, we'll trash our environment too. Let's all do it together. Let's destroy the planet. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, it's all my fault. All my fault, class. I decided that I would turn on the call screen. I clicked the icon, powered up the call screen, and there's Arjun waiting for 20 minutes. Welcome, Arjun.
Good morning, Vince. It's all good. And today wanted to inform the class that if you store something in storage unit, it's best you take it out and store it with yourself, because my storage unit actually got robbed and they took a lot of stuff, like a lot of value. So that all is gone. And recently, yesterday, what happened was I went out for a run for like just for half an hour in the evening time. And what happened, like when I came back, my neighbor was telling me there was a guy just below my AC unit in the room outside here, just below that AC unit. He was looking just, and this room is just quite above, you know, like it's quite up, you know, like it's like 6 feet up, you know, like up from the ground. So then my neighbor shouted and then he just ran away from the back. And you know, like this place is actually a blind spot. I have my cameras in the front and on the side, but this place was a blind spot. So he did not, I checked my camera. He did not came from the front. He came from the back. And when my neighbor shouted, then he just ran away. And then I just came back. So my neighbor called the cops. And when I came back, the thing is that, like, then my neighbor told me about this, then the cop also came. But by then, he was just gone. I checked my cameras, nothing, no registry. But then I have actually placed, like, more cameras around the house. So I cover, like, all the areas of all the different areas, you know, like, in the house. It's like, so there is no blind spot at all. So the thing is that, like, so Vince, I was thinking that, like, is there something that I can do, like, for the windows? My windows are quite vulnerable. So the thing is that, like, doors I can secure, but, like, my windows, they are all made of glass. They are very old windows. So I was thinking like putting some iron bars, you know, like in the windows. But then there is also a safety concern that actually I read that like if something happens in your house, something bad happens, then you have to run out of the house. Then the thing is that like then the thing is like the doors are blocked, you can run from the windows. But like if the windows are barred or with the iron bars, then like that's like a no go, you know. So I mean like get your thoughts, like get your suggestions, you know, like on securing windows and the whole idea on theft, you know, like you know, it's just too much, you know. Like I'm just really you know, like I'm really I cannot describe my emotion, but like I'm, you know, like I've lost so much of money value, you know, like with the theft. And I'm really, really, you know, like angry, you know, like when people just try to just steal stuff from each other, you know, like, you know, it's just too much of hard work, too much of pain, and, you know, like it's all gone, you know, so like that, you know.
Yeah. Well, I understand exactly what you're saying, Arjun. You're talking about your storage unit, one that you rent and has a sliding overhead door. And you provide your own lock, and that gets burglarized. And you're, you know, it's supposed to be monitored. There's supposed to be cameras. There's supposed to be a fence around it. There's supposed to be secure, and that's no longer the case. You're absolutely right. Don't store anything that's not under your control. You know, keep things with you. And so here's some thoughts. Here's a little bit of what we do. A camera's fine for after the fact. Camera will show you what happened. It's kind of like history. Or unless you're watching the camera, unless there's a sensor that says you're being invaded or an intrusion, then the alarm goes off. But if it's just a camera, it's okay. Now you have an image of who was there. But then what? Do you turn that over to the police and do they do something or not? You know, the laws are not being enforced very well anymore. And the proof of that is companies are moving out of the cities. They're moving out of San Francisco. They're moving out of Chicago. They're moving out of, you know, Washington State. People just, they don't want this criminal behavior to continue. And so then what do you do? Okay, so you're on your own. And what we have lots of thorn bushes, berry bushes that have thorns. And these things are almost, they're almost in attack mode. You can't get through them. You just can't. So it'll take, if you get a fast-growing thorn bush, you know, take a year and a half or 2 years for them to grow enough so that they can protect under the windows. So, of course, that's also a nuisance for you because if you want to mow the lawn under the windows, then you've got the bushes. But one of the things that we have done is we don't have any bushes around our house. None. No bushes around our house, which is the opposite of what I just said. But we have dogs, and the dogs are on patrol. And the dogs are, they're 24/7. They're awake while they're sleeping. If they hear a sound, they're on it, they're at it. And so if you can get a dog that's trained to kind of stay home and not go play in the road, that's a great way to go. And a pair of dogs, like a pair of German Shepherds, that's tough to beat. It really is tough to beat. And we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. And when people come over here, which is rare, they'll see those shepherds and they want to know if they bite. Those dogs bite? Haven't bitten anyone all day.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.